This brisa, Shabbos daf chaf aleph amid beis, my Chanukah, and the brisa tells the story of the Yevanim after they entered into the Heichal and they contaminated all the Shmonim in the Heichal. There was no Shemen, there was no oil, and after the success and the victory of Malchus Beis Chashmonoi, they checked, they looked, they couldn't find any oil that was tahar, that was pure, except for one jar of shemen that had the chosim, it had the hechsher, the kohen gadol, and it was clear that it was tahar, but it only had enough to be madlik one day, and it lasted for 8 days. And l'shana acheres kavum vasom yomim tovim bahal v'hodoya. And the hodoya Rashi identifies with the alanisim, which goes through the entire history of the milchama, of the battle, be made by Tisho ben Yochanan Godol, after the Xeris of Shmad, Ksham de Malchus Yovanar Shalom Chisol Ashkicham Torasecha, Laviram, Michu Keritzonecha, Viatabrachmecha Rabim, Mantalehebe Sarsom, Ravtas Rivom, Dantas Tinom, the great miracle of the victory, the military victory, and Kavushmona Sibay Chanukah. So if we compare the brisa of my Chanukah with the nusach of Alanisim, on the one hand, we have the brisa of my Chanukah, which emphasizes the miracle of the Pach HaShemen, and in contrast, we have the Alanisim that emphasizes the miracle of the military victory. If you take a look in the fifth parak of Mesechta Avos, Asora Nisim Nasu Avosenim Veis HaMikdash, a long list of 10 different miracles that took place during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And on this list, we find many different dimensions of the Beis HaMikdash. We find, for example, a matzu psul, b'lechem aponim, the lechem aponim that was brought weekly, other miracles that took place, the atzei marocha, and we find that there are so many different dimensions in the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, and this leads the Mefarshim to raise the following question. The Pnei Yoshua there on my Chanukah asked this question, others asked this question. Why is it that Chanukah emphasizes the Shemen? And that was Tahar. There were other dimensions of the Avoda that also required Tahara. What happened with them? And if we assume, which is logical, that there was no Ness in anything but the Shemen, then we ought to wonder, why is it that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring about a Ness in any other dimension of the Beis HaMikdash? So to read to you the language of the Pnei Yoshua, he says the following. He says, Ashali mikevan shetimu hayivanim eskal hashmonim v'lo nishar elapach echad shel shemen tar mehechan hoyalehem hashemen limenachos b'chol osan hayomim. They needed shemen for the preparing of the menachos. The Tzlach, for example, in his drush on Chanukah, that's the Tzion Lenefesh Chai, the Node of Yehudi, asks, Ani medag dek al ikar anes, halo kmo shetomu kol ashmonim, timu gam, sharat dvorm lo helehem lo soles, tohar, Lemenachos lo yayin l'nesachim. What happened with the nesachim? We've been speaking now about the menachos that needed shem and tar. What about the yayin has to be tar? V'lomel onas alehem nes sheyimtza alehem ma'at soles tahar lemincha. Why didn't Hashem bring about a miracle that they would have a small amount of soles for mincha that would last them for 8 days? V'yakrivas ha-menachos mimena shmonis yomim ad sheyasu betara kmoshe That they should find enough yayin tar that would last for the 8 days of nisuch hayayin until they could achieve. Why was the nes done in the shemen, what we call the shemen lamar, for the adloka in the menorah itself? Now, leaving that question on the side for a moment, which we hopefully will come back to that question, and we'll see the way the tzlach especially develops an answer to that question. Let's go back to the Pnei Yeshua, who asks another famous question about Chanukah, and that is, Yesh l'tmoa kol torach hanes hazeh lama. Why change nature and create a... We don't usually expect Hashem to change nature, alter the laws of the natural universe in order to make nisim, unless these miracles are absolutely necessary. Hakaimalon, we have a principle in the Sugyim Psochim Dafayintes in Kodshim that Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, which means that if the entire tzibur is Tomei, then the laws of Tumah don't apply. And therefore, Yucholim Lahadlik, according to the strict letter of the law, they could have been Madlik B'Shemen Tomei, because there was nothing available. He says that if you hold, according to one man, the Yomer Tumah Hutra, Tumah Dechuya B'Tzibur, then okay, Dossi Shap, that's Nicha, because then we could say, okay, Hashem did us a miracle so that we could avoid having to bring Shemen Tomei. Because Dechuya means we really, it's only a fallback position. It's not really what we want to do. But according to the Man Yomer Hutra B'Tzibur, is there fafilu hidur lo madrinon? The Gemara says in Yuman daf vav amid beis, we don't have to even be mahader, and that's lechatchilu the way we do it. So what's the big deal? Why the ness in the shemen? Why not light shemen tamei? And others expand on this kasha and they say, what was the havamina of the chashmonaim to look and search for Shemen Tar? After all, they knew that the Yevonim entered into the Heichal with their Avodas Halilim, and they were metami the entire Heichal. And then it's not really possible, al pi derech hateva, that they would find any sort of a kli or any sort of Shemen Tar that would remain pure. And everything that was within the oil was Tomei. That's a din of Tumas Oel. And everything in the Migdash, therefore, was Tomei. And even if they would find Shemen, then they knew up front it would be Shemen Tomei. Why are they searching? What's that happened? What are they looking for, examining to try to find Shemen Tar? Why did they think that it would be Shemen Tar? Al pi derech hateva, there wouldn't be any Shemen Tar. So in order to make some progress with this, we're going to take a look at the Kovetz Ha'aretz. And he writes the following. He says, Hine klal gadol nimsar lanu im lo seidi loch hayofa banoshim tzeiloch b'ikvei ha'ktson b'derech shedarko shedarko bo avoseinu me'olam ma osa avoseinu b'shas gzeres hashmad. We have to follow in the footsteps of our ancestors. Let's try to understand Chanukah is the holiday that's brought about by the Tzara of Gzeres Shmad, the religious persecution against the Jewish nation. What did our forefathers do? And how would they respond to that terrible Gzera, to the decrees against observing the Jewish religion? He mentions that we find that there are two Yomim Tovim that were instituted by the Chazal, Nikbu L'Doros L'Zechar Nisim Shenitzlu Migzeres Haman U'Migzeres Antiochus. So we have Purim on the one hand, Chanukah on the other hand. And there's a fundamental difference between these two. Purim is celebrated, was established as a day of Mishta and Simcha. Chanukah was established not as Mishta v'Simcha, but rather Ahodah, Halvodah. And in Mitzvah, we'll see the Levush as he develops the difference between the two. But basically, he says the following. In the case of Purim, of Haman's decree, we don't find that the Jewish people tried to rise up in battle with a military campaign against their enemies. Lo also bedaitam li lochem bizroa neged Haman. And you might say that the reason why they didn't entertain the possibility of joining together and banding as a military force against Haman is because they knew that that would be worthless. V'ein koch lem lamo neged ha'oyev ze eino. He says that's not a good answer, because they had Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im would tell them whether it was the Ratzon Hashem to fight a military battle against Haman and all his cohorts. And certainly, as the Chashmonaim were willing to battle, they didn't say, well, we don't have a chance against our enemy. So too, at the time of Purim, they should have been, l'chora, willing to be Moser Atzma L'Ariga, to go out to battle, even if it meant that they would die. The Chashmonaim were Ma'atim, Keneged Ravim, Chaloshim, Keneged Giborim, and nevertheless, they didn't prevent themselves, they didn't abstain from battle. So it must be that during the time of Haman, they knew that this was not the derech, this was not the approach that was appropriate at that time. We lochem bezroa, to fight a face-to-face confrontation, a battle against the enemies. But rather they followed the footsteps of their ancestors, v'ochsu be'umnus avosem litzok el Hashem, to cry to Hashem. In the case of the Xeris Antiochus, even though for sure they prayed and they fasted to God, but they didn't stop there. Rather, they were willing to put their lives on the line, to go out to battle in this milchama. And we're trying to understand that difference. Why is it that the response in Purim is limited to prayer, to fasting? In the case of Homa, and in the case of Homa, they're not, that they're not going to take up arms, whereas in contrast, at the time of the Yevanim, they're going to fight this battle. So leaving that question on the side, and we're back to our original questions, let's just summarize. We have three questions. Number one, we want to know why the Nes happened in the Shemen. Number two, we wanted to know why is it that they needed that Nes? What was the need for this miracle with the oil? Because in any event, they could have brought the oil even if it was contaminated because of the principle of Tumah, Hutra, Betzibur. And finally, the different responses of our forefathers, if we compare and contrast Purim to Chanukah, why is that so? The Levush that we indicated before is very famous in our Chaim Simon Tov Reish Ayin. He addresses the question as to the difference in the way the kviyus of these two holidays, Purim and Chanukah, was established by Chazal. Purim is a day of Mishteh, a day of Simcha, and Chanukah, in contrast, the day of Halvot Doya. And he says the following: Mipnei ma, mipnei shelo nimsu Yisrael b'yoso zman b'yad Moshel echad shoyo Moshel aleim la'ariga kmo shohayev imei ha'oman el shebo ha'oivim aleim l'lchama v'lo bikshu meyem el ha'achna. The enemies at the time of the Yevanim in Chanukah were not about to destroy the Jewish people. There was no program of annihilation. V'lios yodam t'kefal Yisrael, but rather because of their power and subjugation of the Jewish people, Avir Maldos, they wanted to have the Jewish people violate their religion, and we know this from the story of Antiochus. There was no gzeira la'arig la'ashmid la'abid, but there were gzeiros and tzoros of Hamoras Hadas, that they should violate their religion. And this is something that took place throughout history in all the nations, when a king and his nation would be successful in a military campaign and they would conquer a certain country and a certain culture, they would force the people in that culture to accept their belief. And that's how religion spread. And in truth, had the Jews accepted, chas v'shalom, the religion of the goyim and bowed down as the Yevanim demanded them to their idols, then the enemies wouldn't have demanded any more. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Gvura into the hands of the Jewish people to defeat their enemies. And since this was a battle over Hamaras Hadas, therefore the celebration of this holiday was established by Chazal, was Nikba for Halel Vodo, not for Mishteh V'Simcha. Klomar came and shame Rotsu Limnosam Likfar Bedas Chas V'Shalom Bezroso Yisparach Lohi Hefiku Zmom V'Gavra Yadam L'chein Kovo Som Lachsor L'Shabeach U'Lahodas Hashem Al Shehoi Lanu L'Elokim V'Lo Azavonu Mi'Avodoso. Okay, that's as far as Chanukah is concerned. So there's no physical celebration of song and dance and Seuda. That's not the appropriate nature of celebrating Chanukah. But in conscious of Mea Homon, Shoysa Gzera Larag Lashminas Hagufos, Shu Bito Mishteh V'Simcha, that the opposite of physical pleasure is the destruction of the guf, V'Los HaNefoshos, is Afilu, Himiru Dosam Chas V'Shalom, even if they would have accepted the religion of the Goyim, Chas V'Shalom, Lo Hayom HaKabalosam. That wouldn't have been enough. The enemy wanted to completely annihilate the Jewish gufos. Lachain, and therefore, Kshenitzlu Vimena with the Hatzola and the Yeshua of Purim Kamu, they established these days as days of Mishteh, the Simcha of Ribui Seuda, and therefore, that's Purim, which is a gzeir against the gufos. But in the case of Chanukah, these are not days of Mishteh v'Simcha. A person does a suda on Chanukah. It's a sudas rishus. The Bach in Or Chaim Siman Tov Reish Ayin, on this same exact comment of the Shulchan Aruch about sudas rishus, he sheds a little bit more light, embellishing it. He says that in the case of Purim, what was the punishment? Why were the Jewish people punished Mida Keneged Mida with the Gzeir of Haman? And the Gemara establishes a Megillah Daf Yud Beis Lefisha Nenu Misudoso Shaloso Rosha. And therefore, if the bodies enjoy the physical pleasure that they shouldn't have had, therefore, the gzera was laragel hashpidas hagufim shenenu meachila, those bodies, physical bodies that enjoyed the benefit of achilin shasia would be punished with laragel hashpid. And when they did tshuva, then their tshuva was an inui nefesh, was the opposite of the suda shel shenenu mimena. And therefore Esther declared, Knosis kol Yehudim, Etzuma alai, etc., etc., Lotoklu, Valtishtu, Shloshes Yomim. And those days of Purim were established as days of Mishteh and Yontif. But in conscience, in the case of Chanukah, the Gzeir was a result of what sin? Hisrashlu ba'avoda, they were laid back about the avoda. And for example, one of the Gzeiris, the decree of that rush against Jewish people is to be mevatel l'tamid, because apparently they were lax about that. And od amar lahem mitzvah achas yesh biyadam im atem mevatlin osa is kfarim avudim, and that was the hadlokas hamenorah. You know, the enemy, the Yevonim, got this word that, you know, there's some sort of secret power through the hadlokas haner lahalos ner tamid. And therefore they were mitami all the shmonim. And now when the Jewish people did tshuva for that avera of hisrashus b'avoda, they were willing to be moser nafsham for the avoda. And of course the kohanim, the ovdei avoda, they become the leaders of the military campaign, and the Yeshua comes through the kohanim ovdei avoda. And therefore we celebrate Purim with avoda, and that avoda is called Halel Vehodoya, because we were makayim the avoda, we were willing to give up our lives for the kiyum avoda. So we have here to summarize both in the Levush and the Bach a comparison and basically a contrast between Purim on the one hand and the sin that led to the Gzeira and the tshuva that they did and the establishment of the nature of the holiday as days in which we remember the Ness as a physical Ness, we celebrate the miracle as a physical celebration of days of Mishten Yontif, as opposed to Chanukah, where the Gzeira was because of the Avodah and the spirituality, not because of physicality. And as a result, there was a punishment of Bittul HaTamid, etc., of Timu Kol HaShmanim. And in the Tshuva process, Klal Yisrael accepted upon themselves a Mesiris Nefesh for the Avodah. And this is going to come about through the, primarily through the agency of the Kohanim Gedolim, the Kohen Gadol and the Kohanim, to establish the Avodah, and therefore the days of Chanukah were established as days of Avodah, of Hallel Vehodah. Now, if we take the Bach, then we could say that there are a number of different parts, so to speak, or elements or variables that develop in terms of the Yom Tov of Chanukah and Purim. We could talk about the element of the Sibas HaGzer, meaning the sin of Klal Yisrael. Number two, the Gzer itself. We could talk about three, the tshuva that Klal Yisrael did to rectify their sin. We could talk about the miracle itself. And finally, the fifth element is the Kviyas HaYontif. So in Purim, the Sibas HaGzer was that they were Nena Misudasa Shal HaShverosh. The Gzer itself, Mida Keneged Mida, was Laharag LaHashman Es HaGuf. And number three, now the tshuva was tainis, which would remove, which was antithetical to hanos haguf. Finally, we have the miracle of the hatzolas haguf and the kviyas yontif as days of mishteh v'simcha. Chanukah, the sibas hagzera was hisrashus pavoda. The gzera itself was mida keneged mida that they lost the avoda and the migdash. Three, the tshuva that they did was Mesiris Nefesh for the Avodah. And four, the Nes was to facilitate their ability to do the Avodah, to be Madlik as Haneros. And five, they were Koveya, this Yontif is a day of Avodah Sashem Bahal Vodoya. And now we could really answer perhaps the question that was raised by the Kovetz Aris that we asked before. And that is that on Purim, why didn't they rise up against Milchama? And the answer is that Milchama wouldn't have really been successful because they needed to be Chozer B'tshuva to rectify their sin. They needed Tainis because of their Hanah from the Suda that was Hanah's Isur. In Chanukah, there was Misrashel B'Avodah. Then the battle itself was an act of Tshuva, to be willing to be Moser Nefesh in order to establish the Avodah. Let's take a look for a moment at the insights of the Rokeach, which you'll see here in number 7, Hilchas Chanukah. He analyzes the Parsha of the Moadim in Parshas Emor, which begins with Shabbos, then goes on to the Regolim, Pesach, Atzeres, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos. Vayidaber Moshe Moadi Hashem v'bnei Yisrael, and immediately afterwards, following this parsha of the Moadim, we have Yikhu Elecha Shemen Zayis Zach Kosisla Ma'or. He says this is a remez to Chanukah, the Shemen Zayis Zach of Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar of Adlokas HaNer Lahalos Ner Yaroches HaNeros. And this teaches us that on the first night we light one candle, a single ner, and then afterwards we light more neros. So there's a smichus haparshios here. Now, the last moed on the list of moedim here, as it's presented in the Torah in Parshas Emor, is Sukkos. And after Sukkos, we have this remez for Chanukah. Somach shemen neros l'sukkos. Now, you might say that this is a reflection of the calendar year, and after Sukkos we have Chanukah, but no, he goes beyond that. He says that In the case of Sukkot, we have 8 days of Sukkot. In the case of Chanukah, we have 8 days of Chanukah. In both Sukkot and in Chanukah, we're Gomer Sahal for all these 8 days. And furthermore, Somach El Chanukah, Chanukah Samizbeach, Daber El Aaron, Kachas Alevim. And why is the Kiddush HaLevim here in Parshas Baloscha follow the mitzvah of Baloscha the Hadlok Asaner Shebe Menorav Shebe Heichal? Because Kiddush HaLevim is also a harbinger, sort of like a remez, an allusion to Chanukah, because Al Yidei Shevet Levi, which is Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Nasa Chanukah. So the Rokeach is giving us a whole list of reasons why the remez for Chanukah appears right after Sukkot. And he says, Od smach, somach sukkah lahalos ner lomar shesimchus beis ha-shoev al-yedea ner, that just like we celebrate Chanukah with Neros, then in Sukkot with the shesimchus beis ha-shoev we celebrate with Neros, as the Gemara establishes in Masechta Sukkah, Menorah shel Chamishim Amo, Lo ha-yachotze shel yiroim bo Neros, etc., etc., kach, Somach, V'rochav Chamishim, V'chamishim Achotzer, Nechoshes. Many different Ramazim here in the Parsha of Sukkot to Chanukah. And according to Beit Shammai, we all know in the Gemara in Shabbos Chof Aleph, one explanation of Shammai, why we start with 8 and go down to 1, is Keneged Pari Achak. Just like the Purim that were brought on every day of Sukkot go down in number, so too the Ner should go down in number. But perhaps the most, stark and remarkable comparison between Chanukah and Sukkot is here in the Sefer HaChashmonaim that tells a story that V'yachogu, that after the Nes of Chanukah, Es Chanukah Samizbeach Shmonis Yomim, how do they celebrate these 8 days of Chanukah Samizbeach? Vayalu besimchas libam olos uzvachim. So far, that's okay. They brought karbonos as an expression of simcha, of gratitude to Hashem. And then vizachru yimei kedem. They started contemplating on the days that came before, that there was a disappointment before. Why? Because b'chagam eschagasukos b'dalusam b'schabam b'horim u'b'ma'oros k'behemas hasode. They were only able to do a very limited celebration of the chag, of the holiday of Sukkot. They were too busy hiding in the mountains, in the caves, like animals in the field. V'yachogu at, but now they had the opportunity to find another 8 days that would replace and substitute as a tashlumen, so to speak, for the 8 days of Sukkot. And this is amazing because according to the Sefer HaShmonaim, what they did was they took the four minim, kapos, tamarim, etc., etc., Vayashiru Odoyal Hashem, and with the four minim they sang Odoyal Hashem, Shadosalem Oz Uchua Litaris Beis Mikdasha. Mind boggling. Again, halachically, I don't know how to analyze this. This comes under usually Baltosif to add another mitzvah. The Torah says that you take the Dal Minim on Chanukah, on the 8 days of Sukkot, not on the 8 days of Chanukah, but that's what they did, according to the testimony of the Sefer HaChashmonaim. Now, perhaps we can shed a light on the connection here between Chanukah and Sukkot, because we've already discussed the contrast between Chanukah and Purim, but what about the Tzad HaShoveh, the equation here, the analogy between Sukkot and Chanukah, Chanukah and Sukkot? Perhaps we can do that with the famous statement of Reish Lakish in the Medrash Rabbah, in which he analyzed the pasuk at the beginning of Bereishis, Varitzai Sasov Avov, Choshach Bnei Atom, Veruach Elokim Merachem Vesa Bnei Amayim, And these are words that allude to the four Golios. Haaretz Haisa Sozu Golos Bavel. And he brings Psukim to prove that Sohu is a reference to Bavel. Vavohu, that's a reference, an allusion to Golos Madai. Brings a Pasuk to prove that. Vechoshech Ze Golos Yavan. Shechshichu a name shall Yisrael b'gzeros Sehen. They attacked the Jewish people in a religious persecution of various gzeros against the Jewish religion, Shaisa Merslahem, and then Malchus Yavon would say to them, Kisvu al Keren Ashar, inscribe on the horns of Ashar, Sha'ein Lachem, Chelek Ve'elokei Yisrael. And then Rav Shimon Lakish goes on to derive Golos Harasha, which means Edom, from Pnei Tahom. Now, we mentioned the Sefer HaShmonoim. Let's take a look at the Megillas Antiochus. Hava Nala Aleim Unevatel Mehem. It describes the decision and the program, the plan, the agenda of the Yevanim against the Jewish religion. Nevatel Mehem HaBris HaMeshuleshes Asher Kars Lahem Elokeihem. Will destroy a trifold bris, and that includes Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Mila. And there's a remez to these three in the parasha we're going to read tomorrow, Parashas Miketz. It says, Yase Paro V'yafket Pekidim Ala Oretz. Yosef gives the advice to Paro, and he says, V'chimesh es Eretz Mitzrayim V'sheva Shnei Asova. So the Chidah is famous for finding a remez here to Chanukah. And what was the plan of Yosef? On the one hand, you can read the plan of Yosef, Yafkid Pekidim Ha'aretz, etc., etc., as simply addressing the Mitzrim, the nation of Mitzrayim, and so forth, to that they should be able to subsist during the terrible famine. But on another level, you could see that Yosef is actually interested not in the nation of Mitzrayim as much as interested in his own household in Bnei Yisrael. And he wants to set it up in a way that guarantees that the Jewish people, when they settle in Mitzrayim, they'll be able to maintain their religious standards as a separate entity, as a separate nation. And the Chidah makes this comment. He says, why, according to Megillas Antiochus, did the Malchus Yavan Arsha, why did the kingship of Yavan attack these three religious institutions of Shabbos, Chodesh, and Mila? Why are they different than all the rest of the mitzvahs? And why is Yavan called Choshech in the Medrash Rabbah? The Kisvu Lachem al Keren Ashor She'en Lachem Chelik Velik HaYisrael. Where do we find here the Gzera of Avodah Zorah? Here it's Chodesh, it's Shabbos, it's Milo, I don't get it. And he suggests Efshar, perhaps, that there's something very unique about these three mitzvahs, a lowest common denominator that combines them together, that al Yidei Milo Nasa Merkava L'Shechina. Mila changes the person, his status, he becomes elevated to the point which he can be connected to Shechina. And he tells you that the Al-Sheikh has a long presentation about this. Now, he goes on to say that as far as Shabbos is concerned, he quotes the Tikkunim, that there's a remez in the Pasuk V'Shomer Bnei Yisrael Shabbos L'Dorosam, that you don't read it L'Dorosam, but L'Dirosam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashre Shechina and the Dira in the dwelling of dwelling places of Klal Yisrael. And with regard to Chodesh, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis that Ilmole Lo Zochu Yisrael El Hakbil Pnei Avim Shebashamayim Pamachas BeChodesh Dayom, and this is a reference to Rosh Chodesh. And by being Kover Rosh Chodesh, Klal Yisrael reached this new level. It's a Kiddush HaGavra of Hashras Hashchina, and therefore in all these mitzvahs, whether it's Milah, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's Rosh Chodesh, Klal Yisrael become an Am Skula L'Kabel Pnei Hashchina, Merkabel Hashchina, means we have a close relationship with the Shechina. And Yosef knew that he's got to organize Eretz Mitzrayim with these three mitzvos, V'chimesh, which is a reference to Chodesh, Milah, and Shabbos. Eretz, because now we got to make sure that the Jewish people in Mitzrayim will still remain a Merkabel Shechina, which will separate them from the Goyim. And now if we fast forward historically to the Yevanim, the Malchus HaRasha had an Eitzah, and they thought that they would break up the relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Levatel Yisrael and Mitzvah Lelu, Kibibitulam, Yia Mechitzas Barzel, Mafsekes, Ben Yisrael, Avim, Shepashavayim. They wanted to set up a separation, a barrier between Knesset Yisrael and their Father in Heaven by violating these three cardinal mitzvahs that create a Hashras Hashchina relationship. And right on a Keren Hashar, Ein Lechem Chelik Ve'Elokei Yisrael. And since it was Yosef HaTzadik, the original Yosef, who began with these three mitzvahs, in other words, he was the flag waver, so to speak, of these three mitzvahs. Therefore, the Yevanim wanted to attack the Jewish people on these three mitzvahs and Yosef, because Yosef is called a Shar, and that's in the brachas that are given to Yosef. And therefore, the goyim said, "Kisul lechem al keren hashar." In other words, undermine what Yosef was, establishing, or shall we say, projecting these three mitzvahs and emphasizing these three. That's what we have to undermine. And therefore, kisul lechem al keren hashar, ein lechem chelik. You don't have a part in Elokei Yisrael. So this was what the king wanted to be yaseid here on the shore. He goes on to say the chidah. This is a little bit on the side, that since the whole purpose, the thrust of what the Yevanim wanted to do was to undermine the relationship to Knesset Yisrael, therefore, B'Yeshuas Yisrael Nase Nes B'Menorah. Why? Because the menorah is Edus B'Yisrael, Shashchina Shor B'Yisrael, that's the Gemara by Likin and Chav Beis Amid Beis, that through the Ner and the light of the menorah, there is testimony to the close relationship of Shechina B'Yisrael, Shechina Shor B'Yisrael. This is the exact antithesis of the Machshevas, the plan, the agenda of the Yevanim, to be mafsig with a barrier and separate the Jewish people from their Dveikus, their Hashras Hashchina. And therefore, Mida Keneged Mida, the miracle happened in the menorah, which is testimony. No, the Shechina is Shara B'Yisrael. And that's why the Takon of Zechel and Nes was Dafka, the Nes of the Pach HaShemeth. And here we can take a look at the words of the Tzlach in the Drush, and He projects a very, very similar idea, that there could have been, as we asked before, miracles in the Menachos, in the Yayin of the Nesachim. Why was the miracle focused in a singular way on the Ner? It's because the Ner of the menorah represents the concept of Edus B'Shashchina Shora B'Yisrael. And that Edus is really the exact antithesis of what the Yevanim were trying to remove, that relationship, that close relationship with Knesset Yisrael. The Chidah goes on to say that Rosh Chodesh was the Tchilas Dvar of Leparo, that Yosef started with Rosh Chodesh, and he says V'chimesh the Cheses Rosh Chodesh is Eretz Mitzrayim. Again, he didn't say explicitly to Paro that these are the three mitzvahs that we have to establish. But Haisa Kavana, Yada Yosef Atzadik Kol Gilgulim Mikrim Eilu Avim L'Shiva Mitzrayim. Yosef understood very well that this was the beginning of a process that would end with Shiva Mitzrayim to bring down his brothers to Mitzrayim. His Beruah Kodesho Yada Es Kol Atloa Shayimsu Shom Mitzrayim. Yosef already foresaw with his Ruach HaKodesh all the travails and the avoda kasha, the perach, and the anti-Semitism, the physical torture of Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, and therefore the people of Israel in that society of Mitzrayim would be in a great sakon, in a great danger, both on a spiritual and on a physical level. And in fact, the phrase is that God took goy mi care of goy. Is hatzolas nafshon, to save their souls would be dependent upon the fact that they could be dedicated to Hashem with a close relationship, and that would allow them, even despite the Koshi Hashibud, to finish the 430 years and still remain Jews. And therefore he instituted these three mitzvahs of Chodesh, Milah, and Shabbos in order to guarantee that the Jewish people, even in Mitzrayim, remain closely connected with the Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina Shorah B'Yisrael. Now, let's take a few minutes to understand a pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Melachim, HaMelech David Zokin Bar Bayom VeChasuhu BeBegadim Lo Yicham Lo. Rashi says at the beginning of Melachim that David was cold, he couldn't heat up his body with begadim. This is during David's last years. So Rashi offers two interpretations as to why David deserved this situation in which he became so cold, his body was cold, and the begadim wouldn't warm him up, it wasn't satisfactory, either because he was mevaza the knaf mi'il of shol, when he cut off the corner of the mi'il of shol, or perhaps, according to Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, because David HaMelech saw, when he got to Yerushalayim, he was aware of a malach that was standing charbo biyado, and that was a very frightening, awesome situation his body became cold. And the Gemara in Brachas Adaf Samach Beis Amid Beis, on this episode of David cutting off the Me'il of Shlomo, Omer Rabbi Yosef Rechanin Kol Avazas V'Godim Sof Eino Nenemehem. If he's Mevazas Abeged, then at the end, as Mida Keneged Mida, he won't be able to enjoy the Hanov, the Beged, to warm him up. Let's just take a look at the Mishnah in Ovis in Perek Dalet, Al Tehi Vaz L'Chol Adam, Al Tehi Maflig L'Chol Dover, Ein L'Chol Adam Shein Lo Shoyin L'Chol Dover Shein Lo Mokom. And in the same Perek, Rabbi Yonason Omer, Kol HaMakayim Es HaTorah Me'oni, Sofa L'Kayim Me'osha, Kol HaMavatel Es HaTorah Me'osha, Sofa L'Vatel Me'oni. And Rabbi Meir says, Havi Memayit B'Esek, Vasok B'Torah, Vavi Shval Ruach B'Fnei Kol Adam, And if we take a look at the Medrash Rabbah in Vayikra, Omer of Acha Maisa B'Echad Shoyim Mocher Klei Beis HaVishosa Behen Yayin Amrin B'nayele Hadein Avunin Shavaklon Kulon Ashkune V'Shakrune V'Afkune V'Yasvune V'Chad Beis Olam Arvin Shafrin Shafion Vistra Beis Olam Shamon Angari V'Nidosa Parkin Tuneim V'Go Beis Alam V'Azlun L'Mechme Kolom V'Nidosas Aramishnose Chamazika Yahavye Liel Minareshe Shori Yosev Yasive Vifumye Kvasat Plasa Yomin Omrim Pinaya Lesley Anon Azlina Vachazidin Mau Avunon Ovid Azlu Vashkune Vazika
Yahiv Befume Amrin Of Hocha Lo Shavik Loch Briach Hol Vihavaloch Le Leisadon Yadim Anav Loch Avdun Beneam Takona Kol Chad Vicharavi Mashkele Chad Yom.
Says the Michtam Elio of Rav Elio Dessler, Atzayin Dvar Pella Mashmatzosi Vimedrish Beparshas Shmini Viechot Shayamurgol B'shikrus v'ro bonav shema abed ha-momen al-keno tzi'u shikar le-beis ha-kvaro senichu b'ma'ora. So the Gemara tells us, I should say the Medrash tells us in the Parsha of Shliyayin about a person who was a drunkard and his sons knew that he was destroying all his momen because of his state of drunkenness and the father was constantly drinking. They took him. When he was drunk, they put him in a cemetery and into one of the caves in a cemetery. Says Rav Dessler, Mashnis Paaltiu, Shevederech Shaodam Rotsa Lelech Molichno Salurak Bederech Hateva, Avagam Vesibos Rechokos Kimat Al Derech Nes, Vesibos Meshunos Rechokos, Vim Kainhu Lera, Havimida Tova Maruvad Kama Gdola. He siyata d'shmaya ki sham rak poschin lo ubitov mesayin v'kolshkein gam kach l'malo miderech hateva l'chol pochos 500 madregos v'ulai zeo mashakosim rabbeinu yona asher ein yad tivo maseges in shari tshuva Shar Aleph. Zeo Masha Omruzal, Vani Pirsh Lamalam in a Teva, Eftach, Bepisho Shal Ulam, Lumas Pesach Machat, Neuro Vioyam, a cold Nechshav Leonim Shalo, Achaka Kikshomer, Vitoriso, Yege, Tommy. So he says that we have a principle of Bederech. Sha'onim rotsa lelech molichinoso, and this applies not just in derech hateva, but also with regard to things that are not b'derech hateva. Sibos rechokos, kimat al derech nes, v'sibos mishubos rechokos. So if Hashem is organizing all these things because of someone who does evil, how much more so in Mida Tova, the siyata d'shmai that Hashem is going to give him, that's almost supernatural. L'mala miderech hateva, 500 times, he says, because of Ein Yad Teva Maseges. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you can't be Zoche in Torah, etc., b'derech hateva, then I am l'mala min hateva. Eftach kepischo shel ulam, I'll open up tremendously like a pesach shel ulam. And the Gemara in Shabbos quotes Reish Lakish is saying, "Ma'od dechsivi meleitzim hu yolitz ulan novim yiten chein bali tami poskin lo bali tar mesayno." So a person is guided by Hashem in the way he chooses to go. And in the Gemara in Makis, Omar Rabba bar Rav Huna, Omar Rav Huna, Amilei Rav Huna, Omar Rav Loza, Min HaTorah, Min HaNevi'im, Min HaKesuvim, B'derech Shadam Rotsa Leilech Ba, Molichan Osa Min HaTorah, Tichsiv Lo Selech Imayim, In Parshas Bilam, Uksiv Kum Lech Ata Iton. Min HaNevi'im, Tichsiv Ani Hashem Alkecha, Malamdecha, Lahoyil, Midarkecha, B'derech Teilech. Zerach du tel. Men aksum dixim leitzim hu yolitz ulan novim yitain che. We spoke earlier about the choice of the nes in the Pach HaShemen because it's Eilus b'Yisrael, Shashchina shor b'Yisrael. The Gemara elaborates on this point in Shabbos Chav Beis. Omar Rav, Ner Hamaravi, Shenosim b'Hashem in Kemidas Chaverta, u'mimena yamadlik, u'bo hayamisayim, the great miracle in the Ner HaMaravi. But when we speak about Hashras HaShchina, we have to obviously emphasize that there are different madregas in Hashras HaShchina. The Mishnah says that two people sitting and learning Torah together is a Shechina Shorah B'Neim, but in Brachos, the Gemara derives that Asorah Mispalim Shechina V'Shruya B'Neim, you need 10.
And the Gemara says, "Bibei asar shchinta kaidma v'osi." The Shechina is there for the 10 people who are coming to daven. The Gemara Yevamis on the other in Perek Oral establishes that Eina Shechina shor al pochos mishnei alofim u'shnei revavos. We're talking about 22,000. It must mean that this concept of asara or whatever your number is for Shechinta, there are different madregas in Ashras Ashchina. For example, Chazal say that Ein Ashchina Shora El Al Mishpachos Miuchasis B'Yisrael. So let's say I have a Mishpachos Shein Miuchasis, and there's no Ashras Ashchina. Does that mean he can't be counted as a minion? He's not one of the 10 to bring the Shechina? Or for example, the Zohar and Shmos speaks about a Ben Nida, that he's not Makabel Pnei Shechina. So what? Are we going to take a Ben Nida and say that he's possible and he cannot be counted in a minion? Obviously not. And the answer is that these are concepts that go beyond our comprehension, Historis Lashem Elokeinu, to understand the Inyonim of Shechina and what does it mean to have an intense relationship with Shechina, Kolosik B'Torah B'Mitzvah Shem Shemayim Miskarev Lashem. And there are different ways in which people can get close to Hashem. The Rambam seems to indicate even to the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Rambam tells us in Perek Zayin Milchus Tshuva that a person who does Tshuva, he's like Mudbak B'Shechina. Different types and forms and expressions of this Ashras Hashchina concept. And the Bir Agra tells us that why is Sukkot on the 15th of Tishrei? If we assume it's Zechel HaHekef Anani HaKovid, it should have been in Nisan, because after they left Mitzrayim, that was the beginning of the Hekef Ananim, and the Gon in Shir Hashirim is Mechadish that after they worshipped the eagle, the Ananim were Nistalku, and then they only came back when they began to do the Mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the Shamayim with the Besorah of Salachti Kedvarech on Yom Kippur on the 10th of Tishrei. L'mochras, it says, Vayakel Moshe, and then he gave the Tzivri HaMelechus HaMishkan. That was on the 11th of Tishrei. V'ya'am heviu od nedova baboka, that 2 days of bringing the contributions on Yud Gimel B'Tishrei, on Yudal B'Tishrei. And then the Chachmei Lev took all these contributions from Moshe, the Zav, the Tche, everything, and then after weighing them and calculating and arranging, then on Tesvav, on the 15th of Tishrei, they began to do the Mishkan, whatever was necessary. And at that point, the Anani HaKovid, once they started building the Mishkan, returned. And therefore, we make Sukkot, we observe Sukkot on the 15th of Tishrei, corresponding to that day in which, A, they began to actually implement the avoda and the asiya of the Mishkan. And number two, it's the day in which the Anani HaKovid returned to Klal Yisrael. So we get back to the Pnei Yoshua that we mentioned about why the big deal about the Nes. Why was it necessary? After all, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. He says, "Nira de'ikra Nes lo nasa lo dielem chibas hamokam aleihem." The purpose of this miracle was to reveal the love of Hashem for the people of Israel. Kida Ashkechan, as we see, that Nasalem Nes Tomid, Shelo Nimtza P'sul B'Omer V'Shtei Alechem. At the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we saw the Gemara that establishes that there were constant miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. And that was in Masechta Avos. And now, what we're talking about is Hoyel v'srachish lunisa b'ikar ha'inyish enigalu gula shlema v'yad soneim shayu omrim l'yisol kiswa al-keren ha'sharim l'chem chelik v'elka yisro v'gozru kama shmadios v'yachshav shenigalu v'nasalem nes godol sh'sholtu l'kach nasalem gamke nes ze b'inyan ha'neros shu enus l'yisrael sh'ashchina shorabahem. And after the death of Shimon HaTzadik, even the Ner Ma'aravi, that was the Ner that was miraculous, Lefamim Ma'yakovah V'holich L'chein Nasalem Nes Bozeh Ha'inyin Mamish B'Osan Ha'yomim Shayu Es Rotzon Lodia Shechazru L'chibosan HaRishona Kein Nirali Nochon, says the Pnei Yeshua. This is what I think is correct, that the miracle of the Ner Shebemigdash in the case of Chanukah was a clear-cut indication, a declaration on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the original Chiba, that close relationship of Shechina Shor Bayam, now has been restored, has been reinstated, and all that the Yevanim tried to do, Kisvul Lachem Al Keren Hashar, to undermine that relationship, is all gone. It's all history. And the Tzlach, in a very similar kind of vein, in the drush that we mentioned earlier, says, Iker Kavanas HaYevanim, Hoysa Kavana, Shal Kisu Lachem, Al Keren Hashar, Shein Lachem Chelik Ve'elokai Yisrael, Ratzu Shalotei Ashchina Shor B'Yisrael, Ubemes Bosos Manch, and Asa Beis HaMikdash, Avodah Zorah, Shari Shiktu, Avnei Mizbech, V'yosu Ben Tikros, Avodah Zorah, Mistoma, Nistalka, Shchina, Misham, when they, the Yevanim, converted the holy temple, the Beis HaMikdash, into a temple for idolatry, then the Shechina left. The Shechina doesn't lurk or hang around in a place that's a makom avodah zarah. And whatever is this, the klipa of avodah zarah, the Shechina borachas misham. Zeu derech hakdusha lios kimelech olu v'nidche mipnei haklipa v'hinei ayamokum lahar miyodea im tachzor ha-shechina lishkom v'bayis hazeh shenasabayis beis avodah zarah. After the holy temple was converted into a temple for idol worship, would there ever be a possibility of bringing back the shechina in that place? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu berachba v'rov chasodav heronu os letova ki adayin chibas hakodesh machsheres habayis hazeh. Hashem, through the miracle of Pach HaShemen, demonstrated that there's still a Beis HaMikdash. Hashem, with His great compassion, tachso hashchina lios shorav v'bayzeh v'hinei neros ha-menorah hi edus liyisrael shashchina shorav imohem v'zeh ner ma'aravi. So the Tzlach quotes, he invokes this Gemara in Bava Melikha that we saw that the Ner Ma'aravi was a daily miracle that was meant to demonstrate that the Shechina Shorah b'Yisrael. Since the Ner Shebenorah is Eidus Yisrael Shechina Shorah imam, therefore the miracle was done in the menorah. And the pasuk that says that Chutz L'Paroches, Mi'chutz L'Paroches Eidus Yaroch, and the Gemara says, Liora hu tzarech, what's this business about the Chutz L'Paroches, as if we need the light? Who needs the light? Hashem doesn't need the light in the Shechina, but this is rather the Eidus, the light that testifies about the Shechina Shor B'Yisrael through the Ner Ma'aravi and that daily miracle that happened with the Ner Ma'aravi. So Dlikas Adlokas Aner is a great miracle that doesn't work according to the laws of nature. That's the Eidus, the testimony of Hashras HaShechina. And here in Chanukah, how much more so when they were able to light for 8 days with Shemen that only would last, according to Teva, according to nature, for 1 day. That's an even greater miracle than that which took place daily in the Ner HaMaravi. And therefore, during these days, says the Tzlach, Roy Litain, Lev Lesakein, Kol Advarim HaGorim L'Shechina Shetzal, anything that might upset and undermine our close relationship with the Shechina. Again, today we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we do have a Beis HaKnesses, which is a Mikdash Ma'at, and therefore we have to be very careful in the Beis HaMikdash to maintain its sanctity as a Mikdash Ma'at, and not to be metame and not chashom, to contaminate the Avir HaKodesh, the very atmosphere of sanctity, as the Yevonim wanted to do in the case of the Mizbeach, and be Mavid Seichel Beheichal. And therefore we have to avoid any sort of Averis that could chashom in the Shul be metame the Avir, the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. And that's one lesson that we certainly have to learn from Chanukah. The other lesson that we mentioned earlier is that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes nature because of, in the case of an evil person, Adam, B'derech Shadam wrote so Lelech Molichros, how much more so if a person is going B'derech HaTova, then certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tziata Dishmai is going to give him the possibility, even if it means changing nature a little, that he can continue in his way.
And it could be that that's what it means, that the gzera of Chanukah was because of the bittul avoda, but now they rectified it by being moser nafsham for the avoda, and it's mida tovas meruba, and therefore they were zocha to a great avoda, even with something that wouldn't, al pi halacha strictly, would be necessary, that they would need shemen tar, because tumah hodra betzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show that as a result of the mesiras nefesh for the avoda, the avoda would be metukan legamrei, would be even better than you could even imagine. And b'derech nes, they'll have the neros for 8 days, and that's a tikkun. That is a demonstration that the tikkun for the chait was completely perfect, and that it was accepted, that tshuva was accepted. And perhaps this would shed a light on the Rashi in Parshas Noso, that when it says in Parshas Noso in Perek Zion, it says Vayhiki Bayom Kalos Moshe Lahokim Mizbeach. Rashi says Bitzal Valiya Vacholchachim Leiv Osus Hamishkan Vitolo Akosim Vimoshe Vayhi Bayom Kalos Moshe Lahokim. Why? Lefisha Mosar Nafsho Olav Liros Tavnis Kol David Dovik Moshe Ro Bahar Lahoros Lios Yamulocha Velotov Tavnis Achas. So when is a Mesiras Nefesh, that's an amazing attachment to something. And this Avoda, the Mesiras Nefesh here, gave and merited the great miracle of the Ner Shebe Migdash, and we are zocha now to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, which is a zecha to the Ner, the Migdash, and that great miracle. Yiratzon, we should be zocha to see these miracles again, and the Shoras Hashchina should be obvious and apparent to the eye. Kimo Shehayu B'Yom Mahem, B'Zman Hazeh, Amen.